Thank you, Apollo 8. You saved 1968. An anonymous message to the crew of three that, on this day 50 years ago, began their return to Earth after orbiting the moon. In an otherwise bummer of a year, Apollo 8 was a success, and its photo of the Earth rising over the moon, it gave humans a new perspective on this planet we inhabit. At the same time, the Soviet space program also had an impact on the public, a different kind, you could say. All I'm going to say is cosmonauts and corn cobs as holiday decorations. At the Museum of Russian Icons just outside Boston, there's a collection of Soviet-era ornaments currently on display. Today, we're in the capable hands of two people who know a lot about these Soviet-era space decorations. First up, Museum Registrar Laura Garrity Arquette.
The cosmonaut ornaments were fairly common. Most Russians would have wanted one on their tree. They would have been available in all of the shops.
Заправлены в планшеты космические карты, и штурман уточняет последний раз маршрут.
There was a shop called Detsky Mir, Children's World, right on Lubyanka Square, right in the heart of Moscow near the Bolshoi Theater. And they always had a very large array of these ornaments. My name is Franklin Siaka. I am a professor of Russian language and literature at Hamilton College, located in Clinton, New York, and have been collecting Russian-related materials for upwards of 40 years now.
Cosmonauts decorated windows, there were posters, there were children's cartoons and television shows.
Первая планета системы Медуза. Здесь нам делать нечего.
Folk songs and holiday ornaments, which would be a celebration of the space race. To celebrate the triumphs of the space industry made perfect sense, as would celebrating agriculture, which is why the title is Corn Cobs to Cosmonauts, because during Khrushchev's time, corn ornaments became very popular. He ran a massive corn campaign.
So it apparently became a very important symbol of agricultural prowess on the part of the Soviets, that they instituted very successfully this production of corn. So it now became almost like an economic symbol that you could hang on your Christmas tree. Sorry, New Year's tree. There are ruby red stars that top the towers of the Moscow Kremlin. And this symbol became one of the primary and early symbols of Soviet power, this bright red star. And so that was a very interesting substitution that could be made. Instead of, say, the Star of Bethlehem or an angel that one might put on top of a Christmas tree, the Soviets were very fond of putting these electric plastic stars at the top of their tree. And it imitated then the Moscow Kremlin and then became associated, of course, with the chiming of the Kremlin bells to usher in the new year.
During a time of such tension and animosity between the United States and Russia, our people were perhaps much more similar than we would assume. And the tradition of bringing joy and delight to our children, of putting presents under the tree and creating magic for them, is identical.
So let me wish everyone с Рождеством Христовым, a Merry Christmas, and as one would say in Soviet period, с Новым годом, Happy New Year, с Новым счастьем, with the new happiness.
Franklin Siaka telling us about his collection of Soviet-era ornaments. We also heard from Laura Garrity Arquette, registrar at the Museum of Russian Icons in Clinton, Massachusetts. If you want to see the cute little cosmonaut, we got photos at theworld.org. You're with The World.